I have a question.
It's time for Letters to Laura on Star 98.
All right. Hi, Laura. My friends and I are organizing a birthday get-together for a mutual friend. I want to go in. Let me see here. Let me make sure I have this right. I want to all go in on one special gift, but one of my other friends wants to do separate gifts. What do you suggest?
So if I didn't read it right, but obviously the
point is, do you get a group gift, like throw in 50 bucks, everybody throws in 50 bucks and you get a nice one nice gift for the birthday girl, or do you give separate gifts, each one of the friends on their own, and give a separate gift, you know, with maybe a cost limit or whatever on each?
I mean, I think if there's something, because I've done this with baby showers and wedding showers before, usually they register for big items, like, say, you know, the high chair or the crib or the things like that.
Yeah.
And then everybody kind of goes together, aunts, cousins, things like that, to get the bigger ticket item. So I guess if there's a big ticket item that she wants, maybe doing a group gift would be the way to go. But if it's just regular birthday gifts, I think everybody could probably get their own, right?
It's not letters to Steve, it's letters to Laura. That's fine. I would say this. I always choose going in on a gift. Like, if I'm going to give, I'll give 50 bucks and then we spend it on whatever we want. You know, everybody, all four of us throw in 50 bucks. That's $200. We can get a nice gift for that person that's special from all of us, rather than a $50 gift for me, because then you know one of your friends is going to try to one-up you. They're going to spend 75 or 100 to make themselves look better in front of the group, right? You know you're going to have a friend like that.
No, it's not always that. It's sometimes if you're a good shopper, you know, like some of us are, you can find the $75 gift on sale for $40, and then you really have a good gift. And then you're $10 under the limit that you all set on spending. So, hey, if you got a deal, you got a deal.
Yeah, no, I'm under the I would much rather just throw in my money and then get one thing and then be done with it.
And do a group gift?
Yep.
But let's also be honest, all of your gifts are group gifts, even when they're just from you.
What are you talking about? What do you mean?
I'm saying that Leslie is really, like, when you, and I, don't get me wrong, I appreciate whenever you have a gift, wait, when I walk in and there's a gift on my desk that says, to Laura from Steve, mm-hmm. I know really that's from Leslie with a side of you.
What?
Like, she's picked it out. You know what I mean? It's not really from you. It's a group gift, and I appreciate it.
That's pretty presumptuous to think that I wouldn't go into a store myself and purchase something that was special to you. How presumptuous is that? What are you talking about?
I know she does the shopping, and I know she picks up.
She does a lot of the shopping, true. She does a lot of the shopping, true. But if I need to go get a gift, I'm going to go get a gift. I'm not depending on her to get one for me. I mean, that's
out of all of the years of gift giving that you have done with just solely your name on the tag, how many of those gifts did Leslie pick out versus how many did you actually do the ordering or the picking out or the going into the store?
I have to think about it. Nearly all of them.
You're such a liar. And listen, I know she took care of it and probably did the wrapping.
Whatever.
Believe me, I can tell who wrapped. But I appreciate all of them nonetheless, even though they're a group gift that just says from Steve.
All right. Well, what is, you know, it's not about me, is it, to know what she should do. I personally would suggest going all in on a gift to get something really cool. You can go to a bar, whatever, sit outside on the patio at Fox Harbor or whatever. You bring the big $200 gift, whatever that is, and then she opens it over some cocktails. I mean, that to me would be a better gift than sitting around the table and everybody, you know, then the birthday girl opens them up one at a time, a separate gift from everybody.
But it's kind of fun to have all those little individual gifts. See, I'm also the kind of gift giver that if I have a multi-gift, you know, like there's different moving parts, I'll wrap them all individually so that there's more to unwrap, and it's a prolonged unwrapping process because I think that's fun.
I know.
So I think the more gifts there are to unwrap, the more fun it is for the birthday girl, which you could still do with a group gift if there's multiple moving parts.
So in other words, sorry, we got nothing. We got two different opinions.
Yeah, we didn't really help you at all. No, I guess the takeaway from this is if there's one big ticket item that she really wants, then I'll go in.
Yeah.
But if there's not really something that everybody knows that she wants, don't go all in just to get a big ticket item that she might not really want in the first place. If you know there's little more sentimental or meaningful things that you could get her on your own, and then give her that.
So you're the type of person then is that's the one that wants to overdo it and go one up on the other people that are in the group. I see. I got you.
No, I just know that I put a lot of time and thought into gift giving.
Yeah.
And so I hope that that is appreciated.
Yeah,
I know Leslie does that too, because I always appreciate your gifts that are really from her.
Whatever. I just want to give them $50. You go buy whatever you want. We'll open it together the day of.
Put my name on the card.
Yes.
Whatever.
There you go. Good. We have a call. Star 98. Go ahead.
And all the gifts you get are going to be seen from Steve and Leslie.
I knew that all along, let's be honest.
Whatever. I mean, don't you think that's pretty presumptuous to think, well, Steve, I'm sure, had nothing to do with this gift, but whatever, I'll accept it anyway. I mean, come on, that's rude.
So that's 95% of men. I do everything for my husband.
I've dated plenty of them, and I have a dad. None of them ever would have been actually picking out their own gifts, or God knows what they would choose.
Wow.
Steve, what's Laura's favorite color?
Well, Laura's favorite color is pink.
Oh,
what else you got? What else you got?
I thought I could catch you on that.
No, you have any more brain? You have any more brain busters?
What else
you
got? Animal?
Her favorite animal is a cat.
What's your favorite?
What else you got?
What's your birthstone color?
Birthstone color? July.
Oh, yeah. Oh my God! Look at you.
Yeah, that's right. What else
What's
you got?
The birthstone, though.
Oh yeah. So I don't. But I would. Why would Steve know what to get her for a special occasion? Oh, he didn't know nothing.
Does she like jewelry?
Yes, she likes jewelry. Of course, she likes jewelry. Every girl likes jewelry.
Does she like rings, necklaces, bracelets?
Yes, all of the above. What else you got? Anything else?
Well, maybe you picked a few of them.
Oh, okay. Yeah, maybe. Oh, okay.
There's a possibility is that he could go pick his own. He just doesn't.
Yeah. I'm sure when there's a football game on weekend, you don't go, oh, I think I should go shopping and buy more.
Well, look, there are exceptions. I mean, come on now. Come on.
Steve and Laura in the morning. Star 98.